President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Really huge credit to all the guys in the clubhouse that have stepped up. It's not just one player. You know, it's different than the NBA or other sports where at times where one player can carry you. Really, it really is a team sport, and you got to have contributions from up and down the lineup every day.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers coming home off a split with the Cardinals.
3-2 to Vaughn. And a fly ball to left. Hit well. Church is back at the track. Bye-bye, baseball! Welcome back, Andrew Vaughn. A three-run shot. It is 4-0 Milwaukee here in the first.
Vaughn back in the lineup. Churio back in the lineup. And we're going to need him. Next up for the Brewers.
The New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees!
Is joined now by Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. Yankees come to town tomorrow, Matt, and they bring with them who? Judge, Bellinger, Goldschmidt. Who am I missing? Well, the whole rest of them.
Yeah, they're a good team for sure. And, you know, obviously we faced them last year and hope to get a little revenge, honestly. You know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start last year against these guys, and we know that they're going to be tough, but Mizorowski going tonight is going to be a ton of fun. I think tomorrow night is going to be electric. I think our ballpark really this whole weekend is going to be great. And then, you know, Mother's Day this weekend and just a lot of things to be excited about at the ballpark, especially with the Yankees coming into town.
With the Yankees, is this one of those teams where your kid says, hey, Dad, any chance I can come to the stadium? And
they get more interested in your job this weekend?
Oh my God. Well, he always wants to show up. You know, my guy's ready to maybe be a bench coach already. You know, I don't know what whatever he wants to do, but, Murph is so good to him and all the kids around the clubhouse. But no, they're definitely interested. And, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are interested this weekend because, you know, the Yankees don't come into town very often and, they're a really good team. And honestly, if you can't make it out this weekend, you know, the Padres are coming in and they're going to be a tough team the rest of the way too. And they're going to be here, you know, next week as well. So it's going to be a fun homestand for the Brewers.
President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Matt, we've been talking for weeks about the impending return of Jackson Churio, of Andrew Vaughn. I mean, we expected those guys to begin contributing. I don't know that anyone could predict two games in. I mean, Vaughn's got a home run, and Jackson Churio is batting, in case you didn't know, .667 right now.
Fire.
Yeah, I hope he can sustain that.
Yeah, but, he should be there.
Sure, yeah.
So at least no, over 500.
Right, yeah, that'd be pretty impressive. Watch out, Ted Williams. But having both of those guys in the lineup, we've talked about it for a while, has just been something we've certainly missed. And you saw Churio, you know, it feels like that guy could just roll out of bed and hit you a double. I mean, it's incredible what he can do with the bat and just the energy that he brings. And same with Vaughn with the huge 3-run homer yesterday, just putting the team on his back there was when we needed it was awesome. So both those guys are pros, and they're so talented, and just to have them back in the lineup has been a ton of fun to watch.
Hey, Matt, kudos to you and your team there in the front office. This story in the Wall Street Journal about you guys is incredible to me. It's oftentimes teams are chasing the analytics, right? The projection models are saying this, so we as a team need to start doing that in order to be more successful. Well, the story in the State Journal or Wall Street Journal says the analytics teams are chasing you guys, that Fangraphs hasn't missed by that much on any other team, that you guys they've missed the most on when it comes to the predictive analytics. Pecota is currently working on tweaks that would allow them to be able to predict better because of what you guys are doing in Milwaukee. I think that's amazing. That's a great compliment.
Yeah, sir, I appreciate that. I mean, it's flattering to hear. I mean, I try not to pay too much attention to what outside prognosticators are thinking about us because they've always kind of bet against us for years, you know, and we're used to that, you know, and we're just going to keep our heads down and work hard. You know, that's kind of our mentality here. But we're, you know, we have a lot of really talented people in the office here, and I'm fortunate to partner with a lot of really good people that work really hard. And then obviously the guys in the clubhouse do a heck of a job too. And so it really is a team effort here with a lot of really good people.
Do Fangraphs people like reach out and say, hey, so what are you exactly doing so we can add that to our algorithm when we're trying to create this?
You know, sometimes, I mean, look, I always really, really do believe that there's a balance, you know, between you know, old school and new school. And I want to have both of those perspectives honestly baked in. And I think that's what makes the Brewers good. You know, I hope is that we have a lot of different perspectives that we can bake in. We've hired people from Fangraphs, you know, and we have, them come in and, you know, they're very talented people too, you know? And so, there are just a lot of different perspectives that I really enjoy and appreciate working into our formula here.
Well, talking about, you know, the whole being greater than the sum of its parts or any given decision that is made, wanted to ask you a question about Murph and what's gone on with Trevor Megill. Was the closer, struggled a little bit, made some changes. We're using him in a little bit different role. Follow me through this analogy, Matt. I'm a golfer, and I had a chance to talk with a woman who's a pro golfer. She was in town for a tour stop, and I had asked her, like, what about the hole that you hate? This is the hole where your good rounds go to die every time. You always blow up on this hole. When you go to approach that hole, what is your strategy? What's in your mind? And she said, I change something. I do something different. If I usually hit driver, I try hitting three wood. If I usually go for a right to left shot shape, I go for a left to right. I change something. I don't just keep rolling up on the hole, hoping it works out better this time. I look at Trevor Megill. He was the closer. He struggled a little bit. I know Trevor worked a little bit on his technique and some mechanics and other things. But also then Murph said, all right, fine. You don't have to be the closer. We'll throw you in the seventh. We'll throw you in the eighth. And he's pitching scoreless innings.
Yeah, I think that's right, Vince. You know, one of the things that I I'm not a golfer, so I'm not going to be able to help you with the golf analogy very well. But you know, I think to that point, you're right. I mean, it does require some adjustments, and I think you have a player that really wants to be good. You know, we know that. I mean, he's a tremendous competitor. You know, and early in the season, he did struggle, and then you know, prior to yesterday, I think he had 8 scoreless outings. You know, I mean, he had been outstanding, and so he is making those adjustments, and we've seen that, you know, the last several times out that he's been going out there. And I think the combination of the willingness, like you mentioned, to continue to want to grow and make those tweaks and try to make those improvements, you know, is a huge credit to Trevor and who he is.
Well, looking forward to big crowns out at American Family Field with the Yankees in town. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Hope to see you at the ballpark.
Friday, it's a 6:40 first pitch to get that weekend series started.
The New York Yankees?
The New York Yankees!